Okay, Rav Moshe, we're going to start at Be'ez Hashem on the new Gemara and the Pei Amid Beis. Before we do that, though, I just thought for 2 minutes to make a quick sikum, since we should always be chazer. And by the way, you know that Daf Yomi is starting Pesachim tomorrow. So at the Chol HaPachas this week, I think it's Machayvas, okay, to learn the Daf. And if you feel like you can continue it and not come at the expense of your, you know, everything else that you're doing, then Kavod Lechem Bracha. But at the very least, I think starting tomorrow till the end of this week, I mean, you should be able to give the daf if you had to. So I would definitely tell everybody to take the opportunity to chazer a daf that should be in your bones already. But just for ourselves, the Gemara that we just spent some time on, which goes through the different proofs that we interpret the pasuk Tashbisu Yom Harishon as referring to Yadalit. So let's just take a quick 2 minute chazara. How many proofs did we have in the Gemara? So Lefi Rashi, I think we could count 5, right? According to Rashi, we have Abaye in the beginning that says Trey Kroik Sivi. Rashi learns it's a contradiction. How can it be Shemesh Yamim Sa'orlo Yimatse if you have to take the time to do the burning itself, the Hashbasa? So it must be you did it on Yudalid. That was Abaye. According to Rashi, we learned that the next one was not its own Makar. That would be Rabbi Yishmael. So rather you go from Nachan by Yitzchak. And that's Rishon Mikaramashma, that's the second source. And then you have, after that, you have Rava, or Sich Rachamez Dam Zivchi, so that's another source. And then that corresponds to Rabbi Shmuel in the Braisa. So far we're at 3. Then we have Rabbi Akiva, that since Hashbasa Havara is an Av Malacha, you can't do that on Yantif. Then we have Rabbi Yossi, or Yossi Haglili, which is a little bit of variation of Abaye that goes right to the Achalak. So according to Rashi, there are 5 Mekoros. According to Tosros, so Tosros seemed to learn a contradiction, Rabbi Yishmael, so he assumed that Rabbi Yishmael saying Matsinu Rishon, Yidal Shenikra Rishon, is another source, so that would make 6. Although one possibility that Tosros raised in the Tosros in the beginning with Abaye makes Abaye totally line up with who? Remember, Yossi Haglili, that the Raya of Abaye was actually from the Ach directly, and then it comes down, it's again only 5, and we had Ben David also learns that Abaye and Yossi are the same. So those are the number of Rayas that we have, different Rayas that we have. The Yom HaRishon is Yudalit. Just one more Nakuda. If you look at Rashi Dav Dalet Amid Aleph, Rashi references 2 of the sources in our Gemara. Rashi says, in the Bein Rav Meir Bein Rabbi Yehuda Dalet Amid Aleph, so Rashi says Chometz in Asin HaTorah Bayro Ba'Achila El B'Shei Shos Mishabu Shei Shos to be Aleph Kaman Min Achalak Umin Losishkar Al Chometz. So I'm not saying any chidushim here, just Pasha Pshat. How come Rashi only quoted here 2 things? Rashi quoted Achalak and Losishkar Al Chometz. We just made a cheshbon. There are 5 Makoros according to Rashi to learn out that Tashbisu Yadalid, Yom HaRishon is Yadalid. Here Rashi says, Min Achalak, Min Losishkar Al Chametz. What's the answer, obviously? What's the focus of Rashi on Dalet Amid Aleph? What's he quoting this about? He pulls out of our Gemara 2 sources, Losishkat and Achalak, for what? What's the context of the Rashi on Dalet Amid Aleph? Chametz, you know, then you're going to chazer this in a couple of days for the Daf Yomi, so you'll read it with Rashi, I think, even Tosis, but certainly Rashi. So you read the Rashi. What's the Pshat in Rashi? Chametz in Asana Torah Bal Yerabach El Misheshos. We're not discussing now Yudal versus Tezvav. The focus of Rashi is a different question. The focus is, how do you know it's only us from Chatzos, from Sheshos, and on, not before? How do you know that it doesn't start at the beginning of the day? Ema Mitzafra. So for that, Rashi has only 2 answers he pulls out. That is the Achalak. So if you go with Achalak, then that's 1 source. And Losishkar Al Chametz didn't need the Achalak, right? Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Rav and Rabbi Shmuel, who learned from Losishkar, that's simply alone, the Shas HaShchita, which is Midrash Ben Arba'im from Chatzos. So those are 2 things that Rashi focuses on. Meanwhile, Rashi says, the Ba'ira Uba Achila, so we noted at the time that Rashi seems to see that you can learn out both. The Isser Ba'yirah starts only at Chasos, or Tashbisu, call it that. Rashi says Ba'yirah, there's a whole Talmud. Rashi means Ba'yirah literally or not. Maybe he means Losishkat, okay. And Ba'achila, Rashi learns that all goes together. Okay, so this is just a quick 2 minute chazara of what we just finished. Okay, let's proceed to the next Gemara, Hey Amid Beis. Says the Gemara Braisa, a long Braisa that's going to work out the nuts and bolts of the various psukim that speak about the Isser of being Masha Chametz, of holding onto Chametz during Pesach, and the details and how they are to be interpreted. So the Gemara quotes Tanu Rabbanan, Shivas Yom Sargo Yimatzi Bevatechen, that's one Pasuk. Matam Medloma, what is the Pasuk teaching us? Bahul Kvar Nemar. Now, if I read the Gemara in front of me, we'll have to look in a second in the Chumash. Bahul Kvar Nemar, Lo Yira'elcha Sa'or. Now you have a bracket in your Gemara, in my Gemara too. Lo Yira'elcha Chametz. Then you close the bracket. Bechol Givulecha, Bechol Gvulcha. So we have two different psukim that we're looking at. We have one pasuk which is clear, Sarlo Yimatzi Bevatechen. We have another pasuk which is sort of trying to put together different things here, what exactly is being quoted. But one thing is clear, the first pasuk focuses on Bevatechen, and the other pasuk talks about Gevulin. And from this, the Braisa goes on and says, well, here we can start wondering that if it says in the first pasuk, Bateichem, and that pasuk doesn't say lecha. So we could start assuming certain things based on the language of the first pasuk, which does not mention lecha, which is an opening for possibilities where it wouldn't be aser when it's not lecha. And also the fact that it doesn't say yira'eh. So again, these are the issues that are now going to emerge. It says Bateichem, but before we even proceed, we just have to know what we're dealing with. Anytime you see a Gemara quoting psukim, it's always good to get a feel for the psukim. What exactly are we quoting? What could we be quoting? Which is why I wanted to just take a look with you just to get grounded. What are the psukim in Torah, Chamisha Chamisha Torah, that speak about the what we call the Isser Ba'yira Ba'yimatzeh? And we'll have to look more carefully at these two different Isurim, Minyan HaMitzvahs. Are they one? How are they to be codified? And then, of course, the details that flow from them. So let's go in the order of the Torah. The first pasuk, which is how the Braisa begins, it's found in Parshas HaChodesh. The reading of Parshas HaChodesh is Parshas Bo, Kapitul Yud Beis in Shmos. And the pasuk is pasuk Tes Vav. Pasuk starts, Shivas Yamim, I'm sorry, not Tes Vav. Yud Tes, yes, correct. Yeah. The Pasuk Tes Vav is the famous Pasuk B'yom HaRishon HaTashbisa that we also know very well. But now Yud Tes, toward the end of the reigning of Parshas HaChodesh. Shivas Yamim, Se'or Lo Yimatzei Bevateichem. Ki Ka'ochel Machnetzes V'nechvisa. This is an Isser of Bal Yimatzei, right? Bal Yimatzei means Lo Yimatzei, right? Bal Tishaksu, Lo Tishaksu, it's the same thing. Bal is just not to do it. This is the lava bal yimatzeh. Shivas yamim se'or lo yimatzeh bevateichem. The word is yimatzeh, which is a very critical word in Hilchos Pesach. A lot of things are going to have to be filtered through the Lashon yimatzeh. What is the standard the Torah is holding a person to? That he cannot be masheh chametz. Se'or lo yimatzeh. Okay, that's one pasuk. We should also be aware, of course, of the pasuk that I first mentioned, which is Tashbisu Se'or Mivateichem. That's the positive formulation, you might say, of the Isser Ba'yira Ba'yimatzeh, Tashbisu. And to the extent that we're going to start finding loopholes in Ba'yira Ba'yimatzeh, so be pashtus, even though Achronim do discuss this, we should at least for now assume, working assumption, that whatever loopholes might exist through the prism of the Ba'yira Ba'yimatzeh, would ultimately also extend to the assay, which is maybe like an Isra assay or the Chiyuv of Tashbisu, because one is really a reflection of the other. But Umaysa, that's not something as simple as I'm making it, but let's just keep that for ourselves as simple as we could. So this is one pasuk of Shiva Shem Sa'ar Lo Yimatzi Bevatechen. Now, let's go to Parshas Bo further on. This is in the Parsha of Kadesh, which we have, of course, in the Tefillin. We all had it in our Tefillin this morning. One of the four parashas of the Tefillin is Kadesh. This is a Kapitul Yud Gimel, Pasuk Zayin. Look at the last lesson of Pasuk here. Matzos ye'achel. Again, chaver, there you have chamashim, yeah? Matzos ye'achel eis shivas hayamim. It starts off by the mitzvah of eating matzah. V'lo ye'ira'e l'cha chametz. V'lo ye'ira'e l'cha sa'or b'chol gvulecha. What differentiates this Pasuk from what we just read? Well, the first thing is, I guess we could just put this on the side for now because it's not going to be directly the focus of our Gemara. Rashi's going to allude to it later in the Amud. Chametz versus Sa'or. Right? The Isser, in the first Pasuk, the Isser of having by you the Masha Chametz is expressed as Sa'or. Sa'or lo yimatze. Here it says lo yirai lecha chametz lo yecha sa'or. What is exactly the difference between chametz and sa'or? The Gemara says that all practical purposes they have the same status. The Isser would bring kares, the Isser is not to have it. Exactly what differentiates chametz and sa'or? Chametz is what we naturally understand as chametz when the dough rises, and whatever exactly the shear is, the simen is, that it's considered chametz, Mishnah is later in Pesachim. So the dough is now, you know, flour and water mixed, and it rises to whatever extent the threshold is for chametz. Sa'or, of course, means what we call sourdough. In other words, the chametz stays for even longer period, and then it becomes not roi la'achila, but it's used, what's its function now? To be machmetz acherim. Now it quickens the pace of dough that you want to make chametz, so you put it into that, and then it generates the chimutz. And the Torah is very strict about sa'or. That's the chumrah of sa'or over chametz in terms of how you couldn't necessarily learn one from the other, is that sa'or, you might say, is more of a chumrah because it's more likely to be seen as a Torah's taboo because it's machmetz acherim. On the other hand, chametz is roi l'achil and sa'or is not, but the Torah is ma'asir on both. So here the Torah gives us already both sa'or and chametz, but here the language for our purposes in Asoge is not lo yimatzeh, lo yimatze, but lo yira'e. Right? So that's one difference in this pasuk. Notice the order of the pasuk, though, and this is why what you see in our Gemara l'chara is not going to be correct. However, it got into the Gemara with the brackets. I can't really tell you. There's been a lot of people mean magia in the Gemara over the centuries, so somehow or other, it sometimes doesn't always look, you know, perfect when you look at all the, you know, the hands that have been, you know, dealing with the text. But Lamaisa, the Lashon HaPasuk is what? First, lo yirai lecha chametz v'lo yirai lecha sa'or. It's not first sa'or and then chametz. There's no such pasuk. So if you wanted, you could put this into the Gemara, but you'd have to switch the order. Because how does the pasuk end here? B'chol gvulecha. Right? So then you would have to read the Gemara as Tahu kvar nemar. We have one pasuk, sar lo yimatze b'teichem. We have another pasuk, and you have to read it as V'lo yirai lecha chametz, put the brackets first, V'lo yirai lecha sa'or, and then the next two, B'chol gibulecha. Okay, so that's one possible reading of the Gemara. So that's the Gemara's working between the two psukim in Parshas Bo. Okay, so far so good. B'chol gibulecha, obviously, is a different connotation than b'teichem. So the differences so far are two, separate from chametz and sa'or being mentioned in this pasuk, but the difference for our purposes is that in this pasuk, b'chol gvulecha, the other pasuk is b'vateichem, and the other difference is there the Lashon was lo yimatzeh, and here the Lashon is lo yira'eh. Right. So far, that's what we have in Parshas Bo. Okay, there's another pasuk. This is going to be nugiyah, the end of the Gemara, l'chalucha trezimni. L'chalucha here is trezimni, but one is chametz, one is sa'or. That might not count as two. But there's another pasuk that also uses the Lashon yira'eh, and the Lashon Lecha, that we have to keep in mind that also could be going to be, has to be accounted for. That's the pasuk Parshas Re'eh. So everyone turn to Parshas Re'eh. This is, of course, the laning of Koach Bechor that we read on Shavuos Regalim. So we look at the section about Pesach, Kapitel Tes Vav, Pasuk Dalet, Tezayin Dalet. Okay, right after the pasuk of Well, Sochal Alav Chametz, that's Rabbi Yehuda's source for, right, for one of the Suri Chametz that we talked about, even Erev Pesach. Kibachi Pazan Yatsasa, Laman Tizkar, Pasuk Dalet. V'lo yira'eh lecha sa'or b'chol gvulcha shivas yamim. So here you have another Ba Yira'eh. So Ba Yira'eh is here for written how many times in Chumash? In Parshas Bo, at Parshas Kadesh. There it says, right? It doesn't say directly Shivas Yamim there, but it says Shivas Yamim at the beginning of that pasuk. Matzos Yachis Shivas Hayamim, B'lo Yibra El Chametz, Mashmetz also going as Shivas Yamim. Here it's even more explicit. B'lo Yibra El Chor, L'chos Or, B'chol Gvulcha Shivas Yamim. Here it says Ali Sa'or, and again it says B'chol Gvulcha. So this is similar in a way to the pasuk in Parshas Kadesh, Parshas Bo. So if you wanted to put that in the Gemara, then you would read the brackets or you would not read the brackets. If the Gemara was referencing, or the Brisa was referencing the Parsha, passing the Parshas of A, how would you read it? Velo kfar nemar, how would you read it? Velo yeirah, or velo yeirah l'chasa or? No? B'chol gvulcha, right, okay. Okay, so either of these possibilities is valid. Obviously, we're going to have to know that there's another l'cha separate from the one that the Gemara is referencing right over here. Okay? But either way, the challenge is clear that here we have Vateichem with the Lo Yimatse. That's the first pasuk that we quoted. We know what that is. And on the other hand, we have a pasuk of Lo Yeraya, either the Lo Yeraya L'chachamit Lo Yechasa or B'chol Gvulecha, or the pasuk Lo Yechasa or B'chol Gvulcha. So you have to know how to punctuate the B'chol Gvulecha, depending on which pasuk you're quoting. And that it says Lo Yeraya, and it says Gvulcha, your border. Okay, so now at least we have our bearings. Okay, and meanwhile, we know that obviously there's more than one pasuk of Lecha. Okay, this is what we need to know as we can set the tone for the Gemara. So either way, we'll read it, whichever one you want. We're certainly not going to read the brackets where it's positioned in the Gemara. Okay. So, Baruch Farnema, Lo Yerocha, Sa'or, B'chol Gvulcha. So, how do we deal with these two pasukim? Lefisha Nemar, Lo Yerocha, Lecha, Sa'or. So that lashon of lecha is going to imply shelcha yataroa. The issur of having chametz by you is only shelcha yataroa, abo taroa shel acherim v'shel gavoa. That if it's shel acherim belongs to not to you, to others, v'shel gavoa belongs to hegdish. Okay, so that would be no problem. That would be fine to have chametz by you. That's shel acherim v'shel gavoa. Now, yachol yatmin. So now without the lo yimatse, what would be now my conclusion? My conclusion would be the following. Two things, two halachas. Number one, yatmin. Yatmin means you can take the chametz and you can make it that it's not visible. You can conceal it, bury it. One thing. One suggestion. Why would that be fine? Because we're now working with which pasuk? The pasuk of the lashon that uses what? Yeraeh. So if you're yatmin, it's not yeraeh. That's one suggestion. And what else would I say? Be'ikaba pikdonos min hanachri. And I can accept chametz for safekeeping from a nachri, because in this regard, it's not what? It doesn't meet the standard of what? Of lecha, because it says shalacherim is fine. This is Ki'ilu Mashman, the Gemara, we'll see more in Rashi, that the point of Acherim means Shonach. Doesn't say from another Jew. But of course, you could say from another Jew. It's not Nogea, because obviously he has to get rid of it. Yeah, but it's not in his possession. So you have to know, is that really true? Okay, Midaraisa. Okay, so we have to know. But certainly, Acherim of the Nachri would be a possibility that would be permitted. So two things you would think, if I just ran with a Pasuk Lo Yeraeh, which is not, right, does not say Yimatse, it's talking about Gvulecha, I would think these two things, Yatmin, Yikaba Kriktonos Min HaNachri, Talmud Lomar Lo Yimatse. So now the Lo Yimatse fills in the blank and says, no, those two things are not valid, because even though it's Yatmin, it's still what? It's still Yimatse. It's not visible, but it's Yimatse, it's found. And even though it's not lecha, but this pasuk doesn't say lecha. So that's precluding that possibility. Let's pause for a second before we proceed. Let's see Rashi so far, just a little bit. Rashi says, there's a lot of things in this place, a lot of layers. Says Rashi, Baruch Farnema B'leirel Chasor B'chol Gvulcha. So Rashi seems to be quoting which pasuk nu, now that we know very well our bearings with Psukim. What does Rashi seem to quote? Tvarim, Pashas V'ei. Hare batim b'mashma Chag Gvulcha certainly includes Batim. Batim, in other words, Gvulcha is more expansive, but Batim is certainly Gvulcha. Lefisha Nemar Lo Yerai Lecha. The Midikas of Lecha. Mashma Mina. The Lecha is implying Shalacha Yataroa. Avalataroa Bigvulecha Shalacherim. But you could see in Gvulcha Chametz of Acherim. Kigon Nachri. The Rashi plugs in Acherim, Kigon Nachri. Let's pause for a second and reflect on that. Kigon Nachri. What is Rashi saying that? Well, could be Rashi's tracking the Gemara. The Gemara right away says, Yachal, the Braisa, Yachal, Yikabu Pikdonis Mina Nachri. Yes, but maybe Rashi means more than this. Maybe Rashi means to imply here a very important inyan, which is, we've already touched on a number of times, that the definition of the miut of shel acherim is specifically shel nachri, as opposed to saying, as long as it's not yours. In other words, my nafkamina, if I have to safekeeping, chametz shel Yisrael acher, it's in my possession. Am I liable for an iser? The Gemara is going to ultimately work out that there's going to be, even though right now the way you might say is precluding the possibility, the Gemara is going to work through the Bryce as you all did. It's going to come out that there's cases where I could have picked on this Minan Achrin and it would be fine. And the cases that I can't. Namely, depends whether I'm a Kabbalah Achrayis for certain liability, whatever level Achrayis, Machokis, we've shown him what exactly that means specifically, what level. But if I'm Mekabel Achrayis and Epikado, then I'm over, then I can't have it by me. But if I'm not Mekabel Achrayis, then it's fine. So now the question is, the halacha, translate that to not Chamet Shel Nachrim, but Shel Yisroach. Midoraisa, am I violation or not? If I'm not Mekabel Achrayis, do I have the same heter as Shel Nachrim? Big Machlokas. As I showed you right away, now to skip ahead, but just to see that this is Mamish, to the extent that this is Mamish two shitas, when it says in Shulchan Aruch, the person has Chametz Shel Yisrael Acher, and it's coming now close to this man, Isser, of having Chametz, says the Shulchan Aruch says, Siv Beis and Tafnam Gimel Siv Beis. Yisrael Shoy Biyad Chemso Shoy Yisrael Acha B'Pikadon. He can hold on to it to Shoy Chamishis. And at that point, the owner doesn't come. He should sell it. And if he didn't sell it, he has to destroy it once you get to Zman HaYisr. Even though he's not Chay Bach Riusa. Why? Why do I have to destroy the Chametz of another Yisrael once you get to the Shas HaYisr? It's not my Chametz. It's his Chametz. I wasn't Mekabel Achrayis. So there's two mahalchim, two understandings why the halacha is what it is. Mishnah Berurah brings it from, again, from the Nosi Kehman, the Shulchan Aruch. When you get to Shashishis, Midrabanan, somebody asks for Shashishis. Maybe he sold it to a guy, we don't know. To Badei Chametz, to Sadek, he sold it. Therefore, Ein Zag Mosri Badei, I have to destroy the Chametz. Even though I'm not Chai Bachar Yusuf. Yafim will keep it up, Shemira Klav. Why? I'm not over anything. It's not my chametz. So my chiv arevus is machayev me to destroy the chametz. So he shouldn't violate it. That's assuming that he violates by yira, by matzeh, even though it's not in his, even though it's by me, by safekeeping. He owns the chametz. So I have to see to it that he's not violating his is. So therefore I destroy his chametz. That's the Bach and Magen Avraham. V'das hagra, the yesh alav chiyuv min ha-toro levayer, af shachametz eina shalo. Kevan shachametz beveso, v'hu shal Yisrael, v'chein das ha-tzlach u-beis meir, ayin shal. Many achronim, tzlach, the beis meir, and the gra of the opinion that yishametz shal Yisrael, v'yad Yisrael acher, and the nifkad did not accept achrayis or shmir at all. Nevertheless, if it's Jewish owned chametz, if it's situating my possession, even if I'm not the Bailim, I have an achrayis to not achrayis for the safekeeping, but I'm responsible and I violate by Rabbi Matzah. I, it says, Shalchaya Taroa, Midarais. I, Shalchaya Taroa, which means that Shalachayrim is not part of the Yisr. The answer is, that's the Lashon of the Gemara and the Lashon of Rashi that we're saying. That Achayrim is specifically referring to Shonach. One way to understand it, Beis Meir says it this way, could be there's other ways to say it. What is the Niyat of Shalcha? Doesn't mean you privately, you have to own it. Shalcha means belonging to what entity? Shalcha, no? Imagine, what's Shalcha? The collective meaning of Jews, Klal Yisrael. As opposed to Achayrim of Nachrim. So Shalcha means Jewish Chanas. Ki Yadua, the Gra used to say in many places in Chumash, when the Torah says the word Lacha, it means Klal Yisrael, the Tzibur. When it says Lachem, it means every Yachid B'Yachid. Lachachem Lachem B'Yom HaRishon means every Jew should take Dalad Minim. Lachem, Kolachad B'Yachad. The Safar to Lacha, Sheva Shabbos Shanim, that's counting for Yovel, that's based in, that's the Klal Yisrael. They represent Klal Yisrael. Usfartim Lachem, counting Sfiras HaOmer, is Kolachad B'Yachad. So Lacha would mean, Shalcha means Klal Yisrael, Jewish Chametz. As opposed to Shalachirim, that's one of the Miyutim, that means Najib. That's one way to think about the Gra. Bottom line is, the Medaitis and Rashi, right? That Rashi teaches Kigon Nachri, that's the Miyut. So now the issue is now going to play out in terms of what are the parameters of this heter of Shalachirim, Shalnachrim, from the Pasuk Lacha, sounds like from the Pasuk Yimatzeh is going to tell me that it's not. So Gemara is going to work out as we get through the sugya that depends whether you're Mekabel Achrayis, then you are liable for Shal Achirim, Shal Nachrim, and if you're not Mekabel Achrayis for the Shmira, then you're not. That's what's coming up. No, waiting. Wait, before you. Yeah, no, it's before you.
There are halachas, of course, precautions
you have to take, but that's a separate cheshbon. I'm talking about technically, are you in violation of the Torah's prohibition of having chametz by you over Shabbat Yamin? And that's the point that we're saying from the drasha of Lacha, which again is going to ultimately filter through the details of what's going to come later in the Gemara, that when I'm not Mikabo, the Shmira, and the Achrayas, whatever standard we impose for that Pikadon, so then I'm not in violation. What you still might have to do is a separate discussion. Yes.
For the Gra and the Bach, like, if you don't end up burning it, like for the Bach, if you don't burn it, so that and the Jew, other Jew will be over, or the Gra, you yourself will be over. Are they saying like you'd be over? The Gra saying you'd be over by your own by Matzah yourself.
Yes, and the whole discussion in our Braisa that's going to work its way through that there is Maisa Heter in certain situations of Shalachirim is specifically Shalachirim, namely Nachrim.
Right.
We never were discussing Achirim, that's another Jew. Another Jew's chametz by me, I'm in violation. Jewish-owned chametz in any Jew's possession, the person whose possession it's in is violating the Issa of the Torah. The whole discussion that we're going to be reading on in the Gemara about is Shonachim specifically.
But the Bach would say you wouldn't be over by your Avayi Matzah.
That the same hetesh of Achirim of Nachrim is true in terms of another Israel.
Just over Kol Yisrael even Zazah.
Yes, that's why you're right. That's right. That's an opinion. Now, remember, for example, I mean, the Gra is obviously of great weight, and the Achronim that go with it, it's Lach, Beis Meir, but we saw Rishonim, and we'll discuss this more again in Tosis. The Rishonim, we waited on this. Where do we see on Dav Dalet, by Sochel Maskir, Rishonim that's same as first, not like this Gra? Who remembers? Now, what do we see in the Sugah Sochel Maskir? Which Rishonim waited on this? At the Mashah, which we've shown him. Had the whole discussion, Sochel Maskir, who has to do Bedika, so a few Rishonim said, wait a second, this whole discussion is about not Achir Bedika Midaraisa. Because Midaraisa, they wanted to say, nobody's over. No, Chevra, no.
Rabbeinu David said this. No,
David and the Ran, exactly, very clearly. that they were assuming that there is no chiyuv ba'yir rabbi matzmidaraisa if it's not your chametz owned by you. So the whole question was a din derabanan, a separate halacha. Yeah, so clearly this is big machlokas. In terms of Pshat and Rashi, so this is a long Pnei Yeshua. I gave you the first paragraph of the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua is Medayik and Rashi, what we just said, that Rashi's focus is Acherim Kigon Nachrim, which means Rashi holds, in the Chanami, Rashi holds that like the Gra, like the Gra. Yeah, we had a lot, we discussed this in a lot of ways back on Daf, you know, in Tochel Maske, and that's Sugya. Again, you'll have a chance to chazer it in a few days, right? Okay. Dafka mentioned, Tei Yeshua mentions in the course of the piece, he has the Yukim from the Mechilta that this is the Pshat, that like the Gra, doesn't quote the Gra, he quotes Toras Chaim, other Achronim. The Shita of Tosfos, that Bittul is not Pshat and Tashbisu, unlike Rashi, he learns Bittul into Tashbisu. But how did Tosfos learn, how does Bittul work? Midin what? According to Tosfos, how does Bittul Chametz work? Midin? Hefker, which means what? That once you're mafker it, it's not yours. It's not yours. So memela shel chaya taroa, but it's now it's hefker. It's interesting. So does that coincide? Does that correspond to the Gra or not? The Pnei Yeshua suggests that Rashi didn't want to learn Pshat like Tosfos. Rashi learns Tashbisu is a kim of Bitu is a kim of Tashbisu, because Rashi holds that Hefker wouldn't help. Because if Shalachoya Taroa is specifically Shalachirin, so it could be that even Shal Hefker wouldn't help you. Interesting Chiddush. A second Yoni. And I'm going a little bit ahead of myself, but Lamaisa, the Ramban has a suffix. The Gemara is going to discuss different categories of Shal Nachrim, Shalachirin. So we haven't gotten there yet, but I'm not going to quote it. You'll see it when you get there. The Ramban is a suffix. Maybe Chametz Shel Hefker, you could still be over by Rabbi Matzah. Why? Because the opportunity is available to you to do what? To be Zoch again. So if it's option, it's there for the taking. So therefore, you could still maybe be violating. It was yours, became Hefker, but you can take it right back. If it's owned by a guy, you can't go taking it. So it's interesting. So the possibility could even be taken further than just Shal Yisrael Acher. That if you assume Shal Acherim is specifically Shal Nachrim, it could even mean that Shal Hefker wouldn't help. And maybe that's why, and Pnei Yeshua entertains, maybe that's why Rashi couldn't understand the Din of Bittul to be Midin Hefker, not because of the whatever other considerations is what kind of Hefker is it, Sabbath Shlosha, Yom Sam, all the Diyukim that we had at the time, how can it be Hefker? It doesn't sound like you go through Hefker. For another consideration, because it's not going to help you. Doesn't fall out of the category Shal Achai Tara, Yoni.
Within the Gra, you say we didn't have to, also because the Gra wouldn't depend on, can we say it depends on who's Konev, that he's not fully mastered for someone.
That was another Shai, but that's not so possible. Right. Right, but who's to say that until someone is open, I didn't leave my Rishus. That was the Xos HaChoshim wanted to say that in Rashi, but that's a big problem to say like that. Pashtus, we don't hold that way. You hold that. As soon as I'm mafkir it, so thought that, just like the Ram calls it midin neder, so he says that it could be I could be show on the neder, and also could be that until the other person's zochet, still by me, so then obviously nothing's changed. But even if you argue on exos and assume that it's right now no man's, owned by nobody, but owned by nobody, but it was owned by me, and it's available for my zochet, again, it could be that's not good enough. Again, but you have to see why the Ramban wants to entertain such a possibility. Ramban has a chesmar that maybe it wouldn't be good enough because I could be zoch in it. But Maaseh, the Pnei Yeshua also makes that connection to the Rashi about why Rashi doesn't want to learn Bidin Hefker. This is one example of Blacha that's Memayit Shal Acherim Mina Shal Nachrim. What's the other example Rashi brings? Shal Gavoa, the Braisa says. Shal Gavoa means it belongs to Hegdish. Belongs to Hegdish, it's also not called Blacha. It's not Jewish owned, it's not Lecha, it's not yours, it's owned by Hegdish. What's the example of Hegdish Rashi gives? Yon Shel Nachri, number one, B'Shel Gavoa, in Megdisham Lebedek Habayis. In other words, I have something that I own, and I Magdish it, now the value is owned by Hegdish. It's owned by the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash. In Megdisham Lebedek Habayis. That's Rashi, so I have Chametz, and I Magdish it. This is the example of Hedris. The Tosus of Rosh just adds something in light of what we just pointed out, that maybe the possibility of reversing what you just did means that you're really not out of the woods, so to speak. So the Tosus of Rosh is concerned that just because you're magdish is better kabayis, but if I'm magdish, it's like a neder. If it's a neder, what can I do to undo it? I can be show on the neder, right? So who's to say that's good enough if a magdish is better kabayis? The Gemara later discussed if a person could be shoel on a situation, maybe they could still violate. So the Tosa Rush adds on Rashi's case, Kigon Shehigdish Chametz Lebeda Kabayis Ukvar Ba Liyad Gizbar. Now he can't be shoel anymore. It went into the Gizbar's hands. Gizbar is Gizbar of Hegdish. V'hifkido biyada. And then the Gizbar gave it back to the person who's Magdashit to hold on to. The Imlokin, says the Tosfos Rosh, Kevan the Ibai Mitzvah Alei Kedidei Dami. Because if I can be show on the Hegdish, until it goes to Yad Gizbar, I can be show on the Hegdish. Kedaminu Kaman Gabichala, he brings the Gemara Daf Nevav Amidays. Hoel the Ibai Mitzvah. The Gemara there says, if I could be shoel on what I'm afish, so then it could still be a problem for me. So therefore, only once it comes to Yad Gizbar is it impossible for me to shoel, and then I have it by me now because he gave it back to me. Strange case, but that's what he says within Rashi. The Prima Gadim and Rosh Yosef wonders. I have another example Rashi could have said. Why does Rashi have to talk about a case of Yigdisha Lebeda Kabayis? Why not about Kedushas, about a carbon that has chametz in it? What carbon classically comes to mind has chametz? Well, mincha, toda. Toda is kashim kalim. So together with the carbon, you brought 40 loaves. 30 of those loaves were matzah loaves, different ways, made different ways, different types of matzah. And 10, the same amount of flour was used for the 10 of chametz as the 30 of matzah. So the other 10 were chametz loaves. Those are lachmei toda. Now you took one out of each 10 and gave a tumah to the kohen. That's the din of the lachmei toda. So what about that? Person has in their possession lachmei toda. Is he violating lo yirah? So why couldn't Rashi give that example? Now, there's a machokas tanoim by Kachim Kalim. Kachim Kalim is supposed to Kachim Kadashim. Chatas Hashem, is it Mammon Bailim or Mammon Gavoa? So obviously, the man Dharma Yossi Aglili holds that Kachim Kalim or Mammon Bailim, so then there's no exclusion of Shel Gavoa, you own it. Not so simple, but maybe that's possibly. But there's the other Shita. The other Shita is the Rabbanan, that it belongs to Hegdish. So, like, why didn't Rashi consider that as a possibility of Shel Gavoa? He writes the kitzur, the Prima Gadim. So first of all, I just wonder, once I'm looking at it, his first comment on Rashi is, Lo yadana hu adin Yisrael acher in over. So he, instead of Pnei Yeshua's approach, he just wonders, why did Rashi say Shonachim? He was going not like the Gra, he just assumes Yisrael acher. So that was his first ha'ara. Okay, that's the first sentence. Ubede kabayis, yeroya lachme toda nami. If you hold, oh, he goes, if it's hold, it's mum and bailin. What does he mean? If it's mum and bailin, so then what? It's good or it's not good? I'm not sure the cheshbin is. What does he mean? Rashi could have said lachmi toda if it's not mum and bailin, no? That's what I would have thought. I know he's saying lemandam kachem mamin bailim heim. Unless he wants to say that it's still excluded anyway because it belongs to Hegdish. It's still a shaykh to Hegdish. I would have thought for carrot. Okay, I'm not sure. But then he says, so why did Rashi give the case? Yeah.
I was
going
to ask
her
maybe to clarify another point.
Which point?
What does it mean for
kibam
bailim in general?
That the guy is kibakadish and isha, hamakadish bechelko. So a person kohanim wanted makadish and isha with chazav shoka v'shuamim. Or the Baalim of Mekadosh and Isha with the Basar of the Kach of the Shulamim. So there's discussions about it would not work because he doesn't own it. Is it called Mamon Bailam or not?
It's already after your
the stam, it's already here after the shita, after yeah. It's now sitting in your house, the meat of the kachin. So here you have the lachmi toda. You shachted the toda. And you have the lachmi toda sitting in your house. And it has chametz in it. And this is the exclusion that you're not violating by your Rabbi Matzei on the lachmi toda. Does he mean mom and bialim, you're still not violating? Does he mean, I'm not sure the cheshbon, does he mean, which madama does he mean here? It's a mir that you're not violating. It's, I would have thought it's mom and bialim, you are violating. So Rashi means the other madama. So I'm not sure the cheshbon, yeah.
His answer is simply that it's much more, for her simple, she's a hektish, it's not machlokes about what the status of those kachin kalim.
You don't have to get involved with the machlokes. Okay, he has other cheshbonos. He says like this. You know this for davening. We don't say Mizmor L'Soda on Erev Pesach. Why not? Because they did not bring a Karban Toda on Erev Pesach. Why not? Because since the Zman Achila is going to be limited till the few hours till Chatzos, usually the Zman Achila of Toda is Yom V'Laila. So you're setting yourself up to become possible. You're going to have the Mishnah later on, Pesach, that they used to have a sign when people would know different hours. They had Lachmei Toda, that apostle, they would put it up. But Harbayis, if you're going to bring the Toda in Erev Pesach, you're going to have to finish it within the few hours till Chatzos. And you're going to be Goreim, otherwise, more likely than not, that you're going to create Kachim Sula, because then you can't eat it. And then it has to be burnt. So the din is Imvin Kachim Ubeis Absul. Okay, is that a din d'oraisa or a din rabbanan? See, he says efsher that's a din d'oraisa. Here, if it's din rabbanan, then Mashi could have given him the case mid'oraisa, he could have bought a carbon toda. But if mid'oraisa, e'emavi and toda of er pesach minatora, then might ba'achila, efsher minatora havi. So you can't have a case of having bring a carbon toad on your dalet. Elamai, when did you bring it? Now it gets another interesting hoop that he goes through. So what would have to be the case now of carbon toad? That you have it in your house on Erev Pesach or Pesach. What would be the case? That you brought it when? Not on your dalet, you don't bring carbon toad with the rice if you assume it's the rice. So you brought it on your gimel. So then what would be the issue? So how come you have it now on Pesach? Because you didn't finish it. You didn't finish it. So that means that it became what? This man is Yom V'Laila. It's already by your dalet, it's already what? No, sir. If it's no, sir, it has to be burnt. Now you still have it, you haven't burnt it yet. But it's usher, it's usher banat, it has to be burnt. So now what would be the point? That we're telling me you're not violating by your Rabbi Matzei because it's Shel Gavoah. Says the Prima God, an interesting thing. He says, but here's the thing. The Torah, all chametz is asabana. But the Torah makes you violate by Rabbi Matzei, considers it as if it's in your rishus. Interesting hakira. Let's say something is asur bahana anyway, for another reason. Would the din of asana kasuv that the Torah makes you violate by Rabbi Matzei, even though it's asabana, that's true about chametz, but if you already have another reason what's asabana, would it be shayach to say the Torah puts in your rishus on that as well? And therefore, there's a lot to talk about here, that maybe it should be a violation by your own. I'd say, kamas melencho, kavola, then it's not. So he says, maybe not. Maybe the whole halacha that the Torah puts in your rishus, even to asabana, is only if the only reason asabana is because of chametz. But if it's anyway not yours, for another reason, then the whole issue is a moot issue by Yerui Matzei. Who needs to tell me it's not by Yerui, not by Yerui Matzei, because it's Shel Gavoah? It's anyway not going to be a violation, because it's Asabana anyway, because it's Nosa. That's his, the kitz of the kitz, so that's his topol here. He says, I'll give you the lashon. If it's no sir, in Cain, afshal hegyit kai gavna ain't over. That even if it weren't because it's hegdish, even if we're so hegdish, the kahai gavna that's asabana ain't over, kemosha agit, as I'm going to tell you right now in the next paragraph. What's his next paragraph? Nistapakti. I have a suffix. Chametz shel kiloy hakerem. The aser bahana e over. Are you violating the iser by Matzei on chametz of kiloy hakerem? What's the shaila? The shnei dvar kiloy hakerem have to be burnt. Exactly the mitzvahs, I don't really know. Chametz shel kiloy hakerem. I don't know exactly how is that. I guess how did it become chametz? What's I guess you used it, you mixed the kilei kerem together with dough, whatever it is. So you have Isur Hanav kilei kerem, you have with chametz. Shnei dvarim ein b'shusha shal adam, the asa b'hana, the asan akasav, exeris akasav, ki'ilu b'shusha. Uma de gali gali. What the Torah told us is ki'ilu b'shusha, meaning on the chametz, Isur Hanav, that's gali, the Torah revealed. But Isur Hanav mimakam acher lo. What's asa b'hana from another for another reason, never goes into the Xeris HaKasav. So that means it's anyway not yours. The Yivur Dupiri, what does that mean, Yivur Dupiri? Look in my Sefer, what? Pimigadim. You'll see more there. Okay. Define it. Okay. There was a little glasses that he wrote, the Yivur Dupiri. So his chat is that Rashi couldn't say the case of Lachmi Toda, either because Midaraisa, you can't bring on Erev Pesach, a toda because you might in this manachila it's going to be bringing katzabis apso, which would be a dindal raisa, he thinks, maybe. Alternatively, he says, because it anyway wouldn't be shaykh to bayi bayi matzei, even if not for the miut of shel gavoa, because if you didn't bring it based on that, if you didn't bring it yudalid, you brought it yud gimel. If you brought it yud gimel, then it would be nosa, it'd be nosa sasabana anyway. And the Torah will made it bishu, so if it's once you add another element of Isar Hanah, then for that the Torah never overcame that and put in Yerushas. So therefore, it's anyway not going to be a violation. So that's basically his teretz. Okay, this is an interesting prima gadim according to the case of Rashi, so that we added what the Tosis of Rashi adds. This is the miut of Shalacha. So now, let's continue in Rashi. So you would think, the Fisha Nemar, where are we? Yeah, Yachol. So now we would think, Yachol Nilmod Mimikrazet. We therefore want to learn from the pasuk here that says, Shalacha, Leirocha Sa'or, Lacha. And it doesn't say, it says Yira'a, and it says Lacha. Nilmod Mimikrazet, Shayatmin Es Shalo Biyad, Shalo Yar'enu. You can conceal what you have, Biyad, meaning with your hands, you can be matmin it. That it, you won't see it, vidayo, and that's sufficient. The halo yirah it. That's one thing you could do. Be a kavu pikdonos v'nanachri da'aksiv lecha. The two things that I could think would be okay. What's the first thing? Yatmin. Interesting lashon Rashi. Yatmin shelo yireno vidayo. Just want to be vidayo with the Rashi with you. First of all, what's the lashon yachol yatmin? You could say Yachol that if it would be Tamun, you wouldn't violate it. Yatmin is a lashon that lechatchila. That's what you'll do. So Rashi is picking up on that. Rashi says Yachol Yatmin v'dayim. Is that a way to speak? You know, like what's this lashon Yatmin? I guess Yekabel Pikdonos is also like that. Yekabel Pikdonos, I could accept, but still it's a lashon Yatmin, and Rashi says v'dayim. I think this goes very well with something we noted a few times back in the beginning of the Masechta with the Ran, a few times afterwards. What is Bagi Raira both say? Bagi Raira, Bagi Matzei, what is it? The Torah is speaking to us. The Torah says, Chametz shouldn't be seen, shouldn't be found. What does it do with me? Bagi Raira, Bagi Matzei. What does it mean? Bottom line, what is it? How is the Torah speaking to me through the words Bagi Raira, Bagi Matzei? How is the Torah speaking to me? The Torah is by definition telling us to do something, to act in a certain way that will ensure that it will not be seen, not be found. That's why the Ran could say that midaraisa, if someone does a perfect bedika, in his mind he checked everywhere, just that there was a chametz in a place that's in machnis b'chametz, but he checked machnis b'chametz. Says the Ran, he's in compliance with bayi matzei. He didn't violate it. Not because he's an onus, by tolayim, by worms, if Nebuch, a person ended up missing place, an insect was there, he's an onus, an avera. But the Ran is saying more than that. It's not that you're an ones on Bayrei. It's you didn't do anything wrong. All the Torah wanted you to do was check Makam Shemachtis and Mechametz. We did. What does that mean? So we were Masbir. Nachum said this, others. Bayrei Matzah is not stam. It should not be seen. You have to act. Do something to see to it that Bayrei Matzah. We saw that in the Tshuva Saran, if you remember, how you could argue possibly that that from the time that it sets in, there's none. You could start the process of getting rid of the chametz. I, Lamaisa, when the Shkia started, it was still by you. No, but all the Torah is telling you, by definition, is begin to attend to it. So that's exactly what Bayrei Matzah says. What's normal is act in a certain way that will ensure that. So if that means begin the process at Shkia, that would be fine. That was one way to think about it. So to be here, if the Bayrei means it should be visible, well, Yeroah, so Yatmin Vidaya. Yatmin Vidaya means that's exactly what you're doing. You're complete. You're doing what Torah wants you to do. Well, Yeroah, see to it, to Yeroah. That's why it says Rashi, says Yatmin Vidaya. It rings very well in my ears, the words of Rashi. Yatmin Vidaya. Okay, so that's one thing I would think. What else would I think? Talmud Lomar Lo Yimatzi. So that's where the first pasuk is coming to plug that hole. Asar l'chat mana she'af hi b'chal mitziya. It's not seen, not visible, but it's there. And also v'asar l'chat sh'acherim d'hachal l'chat l'chat. So this is where we are right now in the Braise. Okay, so we have to obviously understand at the end of the day, what does that mean, l'mais? Before we even go on in the Braise, does that mean that l'mais, a person, will have chametz concealed? That will violate Bayrei Bayrei Matzah. We haven't really discussed this, but are these really two different Isurim? If they are, then in a case like this of Hatmana, for example, is Bayrei Matzah Megala Bayrei that it doesn't mean that it shouldn't be seen? Bayrei doesn't mean it shouldn't be seen. It's not Dafka. It's the same Bayrei if it's concealed or not concealed. So you really have two Isurim. Or could it mean that you have a Bayrei Matzah without a Bayrei? Again, assuming that these two different issues, I have to see more. That's the case of Mishnah and the Rambam. We're going to get to this. Probably not today, but let's at least go through the Braise. Okay. So this is part one of the Braise. So we use Bayrei Matzah to close those two possibilities off. At this point, we're saying you can't accept Hikdonis Ben Anachrin and you can't be Matzmin. Okay. Continues the Braise. Ein li ela benachri shelo kibasto ve'ein shari imcha b'chatzer. I only know this is true. This I'm talking about taking pitons ben anachrim. So there's now going to be two categories of nachrim that we're going to discuss. There's a nachri shelo kibasto that's not quote unquote under your control, conquered, that you have the right to control and tell him what to do, so to speak. And he's not shari imcha b'chatzer, he's not living with you in the chatzer. But what about the following? Nachri shekibashto b'shari imcha b'chatzer minayin. How about nachri shekibashto b'shari imcha b'chatzer? That's more what? That's more shayach to you. We have to learn this very carefully, but for now, it's more shayach. How do we know for that? Tamalo malo yimatzei lo yimatzei. What does this mean? Says Rashi, "Ein li ela, ein li milo yimatzei de usher." This that I'm learning out, it's usher to take pitonus min anachim from lo yimatzei ela nachri shelo kibash tachas yadecha, a nachri that's not subdued under your control. The ein osharim chabachatzer. So, I only know that. How do I know a nachri that you have more control of? Now, the obvious question, Rashi gives us a heads up, kamei parech ipcha mistavra. In other words, we're talking about the halacha that you cannot accept pikdonos ben anachrim. So where is it more mistavra that you can't accept it? From which case? Lo kibashto or kibashto?
Lo kibashto.
More is it more mistaken that you cannot accept it? Something is missed. Something is not logical in the way that the Brisa is phrasing it. The Brisa says, "Engli al nashilo kibashto." How you know nachoshi kibashto? So Rashi says, "Wait, the Gemara is going to discuss this coming up right after the Brisa. The Gemara is going to ask this and have two pshatim in the Brisa." Rashi gives us more explanation. Nachoshi kibashto tachas yadecha. What's the svara here? Let's go carefully. Rashi learns it. Da'avi mamono kimamunecha. What's the mile of kibashto? That his money is like your money. So that's more shaykh to Bayamatse. It's as if it's your money. Because you have control over him. You can take away what he has. So that's more shaykh to me. Oh, so lo kibashto, even lo kibashto, but shari imcha b'chatzer, shari b'chatzercha. So again, it's more shaykh to you. He's available. He's right here. So, again, we have to wait for the Gemara to explain what this means. Okay, so that's the second shlav of the Braisa. So, part one of the Braisa is to learn out that you can't be matmin and you can't accept the donos ben anachrim based on the lo yimatzei. Then the Braisa takes that and explains that that's true by kibashto and also lo kibashto. The phraseology is difficult. The way the Braisa phrases it is eli ela benachri shelo kibashto. How about kibashto? Chorah, as far as the opposite. Kibashto is more reason to understand why you're chayiv. Let's go slow. Let's continue. Yeah.
We're all saying that there are two different things.
There are two categories. Tosis is going to discuss. We don't find by other halachas that we create two different categories. Why only over here? We'll have to discuss all of this. There's a lot to unpack in this Gemara. Trust me, you'll see yourself. Okay, but just trying to read the Braisa, getting our feet wet, our toes wet. Not even our feet wet, our toes wet. Okay, next part of the Braisa. Okay. Continues the Braisa. Ein li ela, okay. Now I only know shebibatim, bibatechem, either the bibatechem is going on now or before. Bibatechem, ein li ela shebibatim, or maybe it goes before. Ein li ela shebibatechem, now I think it goes in now. Bibatechem, ein li ela shebibatechem. I only know the chametz that's in your house that has these chumris that we just discussed. Or just in general, the batechet, the boros b'shichin, the ma'aros minayin. In other words, the pasuk of Yimatzei is talking batechet. How about chametz that's in, not in your batim? Pashtus, these boros, shichin, ma'aros, you own them. Storage sites outside your house. Okay, so that's where the other pasuk comes in. The other pasuk is telling me not only your house, even b'chol gvulecha. Rashi, it's corrected, the Braisa with Rashi. V'ein li ela b'batim kolomah. So that we just explained now why you need lo yimatzei. What about the other pasuk? What's that adding to the pasuk? Lo yimatzei. V'im ne'mazeh v'lo ne'mazeh. What kind of shehiyas chametz is aser? A stronger form of holding onto chametz. If it's mamish in your house, that's a stronger holding onto chametz. See the point? It's mamish available next to you. That's a stronger holding onto chametz. The krah de lo yiraksiv. So far that's shlav number three of the braisa. So first of all, bal yimatzei closes the possibility of what of yatmin and of taking pikdonos ben anachrim. At this point, we assume it's asa. On the other hand, the other pasuk and we learn out kibashto and lo kibashto. The order is strange in the braisa, but those are the two categories of nachrim pikdonos. Then the braisa says, what about the on batim? That's the other pasuk. Now another shlav of the braisa. Says the Braisa, Va'adayin ani omer. But now let's now say that these batim and gvulim have different standards. You're telling me there's an iser from the pasuk of matzui of yimatzei, even from bedonos min anachrim, whatever type of anachrim, and even bayatim. We have the other pasuk chol gvulecha that asks even boris yichin maros, but that pasuk says lecha, and that pasuk says yirah. So maybe I should create two different categories with its own halachas. But Adayin and the Omer, that maybe Batim and Gvulim have different standards. Bebatim, by batim, over mishum bayira bayimatsay, ubayatmin, ubayibat kabipibosmin anachri. When it comes to batim, you violate bayiraya, bayimatsay, bayatmin, and not accepting those men anachri. That's by batim. Begvulin, when it comes to gvulin, I would say, shalchot yataroa, avataro shalchem shalgaboa. Like Vuin, we have the leniency of Shalachirim, Shalgaba being mutter. Minayin litain es omur shalzebazeh. How do we know that we can go across, meaning the kulas and the chumas, meaning the chumas of Bayatmin and Bayikab Pigdonos, we go even on Vuin, and the kula, because there is a kula of Shalachir that remains a real halacha. I'm just going to have to explain that's without Kabbalah Sachrais. That kula would even apply by batim. How would I know that you can go across both tamloma seor seor b'gzeres shava? It says seor nema seor b'batim seor lematzi b'techem. Which seor is used? Nema seor b'gvulin leyucha seor ma seor ma b'batim. Just like seor batim over mishum b'rabba yimatzi u'bal yatmin u'bal yak b'betos min anachrim. All those chumras applied by batim. So Absor Oma Bigvuin, even the Sor Gvuin, which is Gvuin, it's not as chumr as Batim, it's further away from you, but yet those chumras apply. Over Mishum Bayra, Bayimatse, Bayatmin, Bayi Kabit Gosman and Nachr. So that's one direction, Xer Shava, to bring the chumras of the Pasigo Yimatse into the case of Lo Yeroa Bigvuin. And then the other direction, Umas or Oma Bigvuin, just like Sor Gvuin. That means there is, in fact, a real heter. Again, the Gemara is going to talk about the case that you could have shalchem mishal gavola if you were what? If you were not mekabel achrayis for the shmira. Afsaor mabibatim has the same kula. Shalcha yataroa avtaro shalchem mishal gavola. So the last of the braisa is now allowing us to bring, to merge together batim and gvulin for purposes of the kulas that we can learn now from the Pasuk of Lo Yira'a, and for purposes of the Chumris that we learn now from the Pasuk of Lo Yimatz. Let's look at Rashi. Va'adayin, right? Va'adayin is what up to? Va'adayin. Afal pi shenemru shneya, even though now I have both psukim, yesh li lomar, I could make the case, bibatim, over b'chol egel. By batim, chametz and batim, you violate on all these cases. Why? The halo yimatse, the Russian go yimatse, the mashma afilu hatmana, that's mashma, even if it's concealed, lo kasav el batim. So that's chumra of bal yatmin. Maybe it's only by batim that you have that chumra of hatmana. The lo kasav behu nami l'cha. And also the pasuk of lo yimatse doesn't say l'cha. And therefore, by batim, you have the chumra of bayatmin. I have the chumra of bayikadel pigdons. I will be gvulin, meaning boros sheichin umayros. Kasav lecha, there it's written lecha. Va'ani omer. So what could I say by gvulin? Avo ataroi bohen shalachirim. There, I can have the kal pigdons. What that batmin? Rashi didn't spell that out. Minayin litain kulo shozeh. By the way, yeah. So let's finish the Rashi. Minayin din kulo shozeh bezeh b'chuma shozeh bezeh Talmud Loma. B'chul. Okay. Ukamei parich. The Gemara is going to ask in a bit. My comma, what does it mean? The nice shall achem shall gavoa li isura uletera hacha bahacha. What exactly are we saying here that you're going to learn out shall achem shall gavoa li isur uletera? In other words, obviously you're assuming there are cases that are mutter and are cases that are us. So that's going to be explained later. But there's a deal in the words of Rashi that we just read. Rashi says it on what? Shall achem shall gavoa li isura uletera. If you read the Gemara Vayter, the Gemara talks about the Lesura Lehatera, by which case? Shalachirim. Nachrim. Pigdonos ben Nachrim in mekabel achrayis, you're chayif. If you're not mekabel achrayis, you're not. Rashi seems to say in both. Rashi seems to say in both. Now, according to Rashi, it sounds like you can have a chiyuv of bayir bayimatzei for chametz shel hegdish, the case of the gizbar that Rashi gave, if you're mekabel achrayis. And the gizbar give it back to you, mekabel achrayis. Rashi doesn't say it in the Gemara. Rashi says, Shalachem v'shal gavoa v'yisura hater. It's interesting to look in the Rashi. Okay, so we have here basically, Pashat read the Gemara. We have a lot still to discuss. What I would do is probably first, a few things on this. We'll read the next piece of Gemara, Kibashto, and then we'll work on the Tosafot. Okay? Question. Yeah.
Rashi first says on Gemara itself uses that to prove just the opposite, that it's not Mashmah Batim, it's everything else but Batim.
No, Gebulecha is both Sheikh and Maris. That's storehouse, the store place.
But Rashi says, immediately, first thing, the Batim is Mashmah Batim.
Which Rashi?
The Haluk Varnemar, the Lager of
Sobekot. The beginning?
Harebe Batim Mashmah.
Wait, show me which Rashi you're referring to.
The very beginning,
yeah. Haluk Varnemar, Lager of Sobekot, Harebe Batim Mashmah. No, he means that Gvulecha.
Mashmah Batim. And that's why there's a Sira, which is a Tipsukim. But we definitely use that possibly to prove the exact opposite, that there is nothing in your Batim.
I guess in the beginning of the Gemara, Rashi's saying, right, Bechog Gvulecha is also Batim or Bechog Gvulecha. But in other words, Batim or Bechog Gvulecha, but Gvulecha is not Batim. In other words,
we're using
the
to prove exactly
how to call. Yeah, here Rashi says at the end of Gemara says Xeris Shavas, anyway, gonna merge them together. At the Xeris Shavas is gonna ultimately bring together Batim and Gvulim. But what you have to think about for tomorrow, or both say, is even after we bring together Batim and Gvulim, so really if we think about the specific halachas that we've learned out, for example, in Bayi Matzei, that does that shed light on Bayi Roeh? Or are the two Isurim still distinct? Batim and Gvulin are the same. But the Maisa, Batim and Gvulin are the same, but Bayi Roeh, Bayi Matzei are still not the same. There could be cases that you could violate Bayi Matzei and not Bayi Roeh. There are cases that could be both. There's a Rashi, Dav Chav Aleph, based on how you Pasha read the Rashi, it would sound like at the end of the day, if you have Chametz that is concealed, wherever that might be, you violate Bayi Matzei. But it sounds from Rashi that you don't violate what? Bayi Roeh. Because Lemaisa, it's not visible. So it's an interesting possibility, and the Keset Mishnah suggests like that in the Rambam. There's a whole subject of Ben Udavid on this as well. The Ran will talk about the Cheshbon of the Gemara, then Kibashna, Lo Kibashna, a little bit more on that, and then we have to start on the Tosafot. Okay, very good. Have a good day, everybody.